or did the Molanas just...
So what's it going to be, Adila? Are you going to cover for me, or do I send this MMS to your parents?
What picture are you talking about, Leila?
The one of you with my friends and I at the braai.
But you're also in that picture.
But it's no big deal for me or my folks. They know I hang around with my guy friends, and they don't mind. While yours will be liable to chop your hands off, or whatever is the punishment for being in the company of guys.
But I was just sitting there. I wasn't even doing anything.
Try explaining that to your 7th century dad, especially after the photo he found on your desk.
Okay, I'll cover for you. I didn't know you could be this horrid.
Say Kasim, you will say I'm with you.
Kasim, I'll say exactly what you tell me to say.
That's my girl. Oh, and Adi, I was kidding about the picture. I deleted them a long time ago.
What? How dare you, Leila?
You said Kasim, and you know you can't go against your Kasim. Besides, as your partner in crime in many escapades, I have enough info against you. Good night.
While we are having fun and in the midst of living in the moment, it's hard to picture how it might come back to bite us. Adila is sorely regretting a friendship with a cousin. If only she used it to influence Leila with the good she possessed, instead of being so easily swayed. At Seri the next day in Molana's house.
I didn't even hear you come in last night. I was out like a baby. What time did you get home?
About 10. In the masjid, some brother wanted to know some masala. So we ended up discussing it for a while, man.
Couldn't he see that you were tired? Oh, I just don't understand these people. They won't stop a lawyer or a doctor and ask about some concern. They have to make an appointment and plus pay for it. Why can't they ask you when's a good time to talk to?
While Molana doesn't seem to mind, Chorty is right about how we as a community seem to think that Alims owe us their time.
Chorty, I'll be coming home late every night. Only after Tarawih I'll come home.
What does Junaid? In Ramadan we're supposed to be together. Have iftar or at least supper together. I have a good mind to phone that Naeem.
No, please don't. I'll try speaking to him again. But until he agrees, Chorty, I'll take my iftar with me in the morning when I leave for Madrasa.
So we won't be seeing you at all in Ramadan. Why don't you just spend Eid in the shop too?
Sorry, man, Chorty. When I have free time after Madrasa, I'll come to spend some time at home before going to the shop, okay?
Fine. Go wake Adila up now, or she's going to miss Seri, and switch on the channel on your way out.
Knowing the value of the investment of time in a relationship makes Molana go out of his way for his family. Young love isn't the only relationship that needs to be nurtured, but every halal tie should be given attention. And when relationships are strained, then what better month to put them right than Ramadan? Meanwhile, a few streets away in Faisal's house.
Good morning, father, mother. What may I serve you for Seri?
Good to see you so chirpy early in the morning, sweetie.
What did you make for Seri? Burnt eggs.
Shh. She made, the milk hot. Oh, forget it. That's the last time I'm making Seri.
Don't worry, dear. I appreciate it very much. It gives me more time to make dua. Who's SMSing so early in the morning?
It's just a friend. Mum, can I butter your toast?
You either have a fever or that friend SMSing has a very positive effect on you.
Leave her, Faisal. Don't worry, dear. It's okay. Come, I pour your cereal into your bowl. Leila, when last did you speak to Zakia?
Oh, we spoke last week sometime via webcam, but she was very tired, so we didn't speak much.
She must be very tired with all her late nights.
What late nights? What are you talking about?
Oh, just the other day. I think it was yesterday. I'm not sure. Junaid and Yusuf strong-armed me into phoning her, but her flatmate said she wasn't back home from the night before.
What? Why did they have to strong-arm you into phoning your own daughter? I just give up with you, Faisal. You were not even bothered enough to tell me about this till now. Did you even phone to check up if she came back home?
I forgot, okay? You just gotta take me when you go on like this. You act as if I'm not a responsible father. Don't I give the kids whatever they want? Leila, don't I get whatever you ask for, even what you don't ask for? You know, God, you spoiled my Seri. I'd rather have Seri at the restaurant. Bye.
No. Faisal, why should you go? Please, stay and eat. I'd rather go.
And I thought I was the child, yeah. Thanks for spoiling my good mood.
Ramadan is difficult to sever in a home where the hearts are far from each other. This is a reality we have to face, that we have to have differences as a family, as colleagues, as an ummah, but we can deal with it and live with it in a pleasant manner. Later that day, Yusuf meets Zakaria at his house.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How's it, man? Come inside.
No, man, jazakallah, it's alright. Do stay in here.
Yeah, so how's it, man? Long time no see.
Hey, I'm lekker, man. How's Ramadan going? Didn't you go campus today?
Nah, I got home early, man. I skipped the last lecture. Ramadan's going well, but the Tarawih is tearing me apart, brah. That's why I don't last past 8 rakats. And you know, we're only supposed to read 8 rakats. I don't know why my father goes on and gives me a hard time to read 20.
I've only arrived at your doorstep and already controversy. Sometimes I think you get an extra kick out of debating with me, for some reason.
Don't flatter yourself, brah. If you're looking for Usefa, he's not home from work yet. And I notice how well you evaded my question, eh?
Look, why don't you join me for a jog and I'll give you my answer. I thought I'd take Usefa.
Are you mad? I'm fasting. How can I go running right now? You know, I got a better plan. Let's round up all the guys for soccer later tonight after Tarawih and we also slan a braai.
Believe me, a 3-minute jog now will do you a world of good. It's important to stay fit in Ramadan so Tarawih won't tear you.
I eat the chum every second night, brah. I turn all those samosas into muscles. And I don't see you at the chum anymore.
Nah, man. I stopped chumming there a while back because of women and music. I joined an all-guys chum.
Oh, wow. That sounds positively gay.
Funny. Now get your gear on and let's run.
Okay. Give me 2 minutes, right?
Notice how we are always ready to argue or debate with someone who has a commitment to deen. Adila is busy studying and takes a break. When her eyes fall on a novel, she becomes so engrossed in it that she doesn't notice her mother at the door.
Look at this one, stuck in a book. Such deep thought. Adila!
Yikes! You scared me.
Give me that trash you're reading. It's Ramadan and you're filling your heart with all this rubbish.
Oh, don't be so dramatic, Ma. I was just flipping through it.
My foot! I was standing here for a full minute and you didn't even know.
Stop stalking me then.
The darkness of this author's heart will have an effect on yours. Out of Ramadan, I don't stop you from reading this. At least in Ramadan, Adila, read the Quran, for it can only bring nur into your heart.
While Adila apparently doesn't seem to care about her mother's concern, it does give her food for thought, and she opens up her diary to write.
Dear diary, August 2010. Mom does annoy me at times, but she made me think right now. It is true that the effect of an evil person's work must be evil, and a good person's must be good. Why else did I lose my way? Sometimes I feel like a misfit in my family with such dini parents. I do want to be dini, but if only it was easy. I do try sometimes, but I fail miserably. I remember when I was in madrasa, how easy it was to be good, and it was fun. And then I joined the wrong crowd. I promised myself to reconnect with my Rabb and better myself. I heard an alim on CII say that even if I fall 100 times, 100 times get up, dust yourself off and keep walking. I phoned my old appa to ask her if she has any news of Hannah, but she said it had to be up to us to keep up the communication. But she will help me in my search. She made so much of dua for me that I felt guilty and weirdly inspired.
We all slip, we all fall. Like Adila, whose quest to find her Islamic identity has begun, the main thing is not to stay down. Talking of staying down, Zach trips while jogging with Yusuf.
Aina! I knew coming jogging with you was a bad idea.
Without being the one that's a med student here, I can safely assure you, you will love. Come, let me give you a hand. See, there's a stone you tripped on. It wasn't hunger that made you fall.
Ach, whatever, bro. Let's just rest here for a little bit, please, before we go home.
Sure, about the earlier question, I'm not an alim or anything, but to my understanding, we are supposed to complete the Quran in Salah in Ramadan, and that would be a bit hard to do it if you're just reading 8 rakats. What about the remainder? You're missing on the tilawat of those rakats.
You got the answer for everything, ne? But answer this, is it obligatory to read Tarawih, or did the Molanas just add that later on? Answer my phone, Yusuf, it's probably Usefa. I just want to check my ankle first.
It's not Usefa. It's Layla. What is my cousin's face doing as a screensaver? And why is she saved under sweetheart?